Hi, and thanks for joining me in this podcast. My name's Julie Kelly, and I'm here really to talk about finding ourselves when we feel lost. Now, I'm sure that that's happened to everybody that's listening here. It certainly happened to me. But why do we feel lost, and what causes it? Well, I think it can be for a number of reasons. You know, it can be because of our health, because of a change in our circumstances. It can be because of our age. You know, everything that we enjoyed when we were younger, it seems unobtainable now. Things happen in our life that mean that we can't do the things we enjoy, and we feel trapped. Or we may be struggling at work, or feeling anxious or depressed. But one thing's for sure, at some time in our lives, we feel lost. And I want to look into that a little bit closer today, because there's always a reason for that, isn't there? You know, these things affect our life, our job, our health, our money situation, all of those things. But they're not the reason. So it's how do we find ourselves when we feel lost? And I guess I'm speaking today with openness and frankness, because up until a few months ago, I never, ever, ever thought that would happen to me. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I've been a healer for, many, many years. I have a strong faith as a Buddhist, and I thought that was enough to keep me strong. It always has been enough. But then something happened. Something happened within my personal circle, my family life. And it resulted in everything that I enjoyed. My healing, my prayers, my meditations, everything was put on hold because of this particular situation. And those things I'd built as part of my identity. And so without them, I felt like I was crumbling. Now, I know I'm not the only person that went through this or is going through this. And so I did a lot of thinking about it after, why it happened. Why did I feel like that? And why could I not just accept what was going on and ride with it? Because as a Buddhist, I know that nothing's permanent. Everything is subject to change. But when it actually happened in my life, that kind of all went out of the window. So, as I said, I started to think about why this was. And I figured that in my particular case, and maybe in yours, we put too much attention on one particular thing. So, for example, I focused on this one particular thing that was going on in my life and forgot about everything else because I thought, well, it's not possible to do it right at this moment. And by doing that, I allowed that situation to consume me and take over everything. And there's a condition that I learned about not so long ago called compassion fatigue. Now, we're all compassionate in our own way and we all care, especially if we've got caring jobs or we've got families. But compassion fatigue is when we spend more time giving than we do actually thinking about ourselves and our own needs. And I was thinking to myself as I'm doing this podcast, I was thinking that when I was going through this situation, this personal situation, I would go days without taking a shower because I didn't have time, because I was too busy giving to this person, taking care of this person. And I don't begrudge a moment of that. But this is not about that person and the time I spent with them. It's about me and my priorities. And I really hope that listening to this will benefit you, because what I figured was that I was struggling with something called compassion fatigue. It's giving so much that you burn out, you feel tired, exhausted. I could not believe that I hadn't taken a shower in days. If anybody's seen me, you'll know that I have brightly coloured hair, reds and greens and blues, any colour of the rainbow, I've got it. My hair was going grey. That's a carnal sin with me. But I let it go grey, lifeless, styleless, if that's a word. I could not be bothered, and I kept saying to myself and I kept saying to everyone else, I don't have the time. And yet I carried on and carried on in the same way, doing the same old things, knowing that I was letting myself go. And nobody else suffered. Everybody else had everything they needed. I still carried on keeping up the home. I carried on taking care of the people that needed it. It was just me that struggled. So what do we do when we suffer with compassion fatigue? Maybe you're recognising these signs in yourself. You don't have time to take a shower or pamper yourself. You don't have time to do the things you once loved to do. You don't have time to put makeup on or take pride in your hair or your appearance. You don't have time to do anything except sit on the sofa and watch daytime TV. Does this sound like you? It certainly sounded like me. And so once I'd noticed this and recognised this, it was time to make a change. Now, I'm not going to go too far into the depths that took me to, but I can tell you this, the feeling of despair, of being lost, of losing my identity and everything that I stood for, really did push me to an all-time low. Because when you're going through something like that, you can't see an end to it. It's just one thing after another, and you begin to think to yourself, is this what my life has become? And then I guess when you get the chance to stand back and think to yourself, you know, see it in a different way, is this what I've allowed my life to become? Things look very different. So, how did I deal with it? How did I deal with coming back from being lost? Well, I made myself a list. And that sounds really, really futile, I know, but I did. I made myself a list, like a shopping list. And this list was all the things that I had to do in the day. All the things that I had to do. You know, I was caring for a certain person in my life. So it was all the things I had to do. For example, get the breakfast ready, the dinner ready, you know, cook everything in advance because they only like certain things. And then it was arranging things throughout the day to keep them occupied. And then, of course, I have my own family life, my husband. You know, I've got my family, I've got work. All of that had to be, you know, sorted out and put into some kind of perspective. And by the time it was finished, it was bedtime because there was no time for me or anything else. And I guess if you're a person who has children, then that takes up even more of your time. So I wrote this list, and I looked at the list when I'd finished, and I really thought about the things that I had to do and the things that were complete nonsense. And you might be thinking, well, none of it's nonsense, you have to do it. But some of it really is, you know, it's really nonsense, because some of it you don't have to do. For example, if you've got to plan ahead every day to make meals, why not just cook in bulk one day and then freeze it for the rest of the week? That way you can just whip something out of the freezer and put it in the microwave. That's one tip to make things a little bit easier. You know, we can make so many problems for ourselves. We can make big, long lists for ourselves. And those lists, they're pointless. It's almost like giving ourselves extra burdens so we can make excuses for not actually doing the things we need to do. It's only when we realise, though, that we do have compassion fatigue, that we're exhausted from giving, 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 that we can then start to stop and recognise and think to make those changes. But until we take a stand and stop and see it, it just carries on and carries on. So my tip is to make a list of all the things you have to do in the day, and then really look at the things that are necessary and the things that you could do without or maybe make changes to. And just see the changes that come about. And there are three great tips that I give when I'm doing this talk to people. The first one is, remember, you come first. That's a bit of a cliche, I know, but you come first, because without you, everything else crumbles. In this little world that you've created, that is. Now, number two, do not forget to take at least one day for yourself. It doesn't matter what you have to do with that other person. It does not matter how long you take for yourself. As long as you take some time to maybe have a nice bath, maybe sit outside and breathe some fresh air. Maybe go for a walk. But do something for yourself. Something you enjoy. There's no way in a 24-hour day that you don't have time to do something nice for yourself. And number three, don't sweat the small stuff. Seriously, some of the stuff we get worked up about is small, it's insignificant. But when that starts to mount up and gel together with the other small stuff, it becomes great big massive mounds of worry. So don't sweat the small stuff. Try and live in the moment and think to yourself, today, right now, right here in this moment, I'm safe, I'm peaceful, and I'm okay. And you'll be all right. So I hope this podcast has really brought some benefit to you as a listener. And I really hope to join you again with another topic. But for now, I'll leave it there. I'd love your feedback. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye now.